One of my best friends in America is on the telephone right now, David Fry. If there's a dog show somewhere, anywhere, there's a, what, you're looking down the street and there's a dog show going on? It's David Fry announcing that dog show. Hello, David Fry.
Hello, Steve. I'm sorry to hear about your mother, and I know she's listening to us somewhere.
Yeah, what are you doing with your phone there? Is your dog eating up your phone as we're talking?
What, you not need some more of this?
Yes.
How's that?
So I'm talking with a professional broadcaster from NBC, David Fry. The National Dog Show presented by Purina celebrating 20 years this Thanksgiving, 12 noon, all time zones. I only have one little question. What is going on there? I have one little question to ask you. Are you okay today?
No, my wife's running the dogs around up and down the hall.
Oh, sure. You blame it on Sherry.
No, I'm blaming it on the dogs. I can blame it on Sherry, too, but I'm blaming it on the dogs.
Okay, so this
is... Sorry. They want to be on the radio with Steve Dale. They heard me say Steve Dale.
Yes.
Are coming in here bugging me now. So.
Oh, so here is my one question. It's an easy question, sir. Who's going to win the show?
You know, if we knew, we wouldn't have to do it. We'd just mail it in.
I guess.
We could just mail it in.
I guess that's right. 20 years, though, this is incredible. You know, and I know that when, I happen to know this, that 20 years ago, NBC said, you know, the ratings aren't so great for this. It's a Wonderful Life show we play because now everybody's playing it. And people have seen it 50 times, you know, as great as Jimmy Stewart is. We've got to do something different. And it was suggested that they try this thing called the dog show. The National Dog Show is the way they'd brand it. And my gosh, your ratings are better than the Olympics. Your ratings are now better than the Oscars. Never mind about 10 times better than Jimmy Stewart. You know, I mean, could you have imagined that 20 years later that the National Dog Show would become, and I think you have become, an American institution on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, we've got 25 million people watching us. That's amazing. It's because that number has held for the last 10 years and grew to that point when we first started. So, it is amazing. And we're thrilled with it and proud of it. John and I have been together for 20 years. It's amazing that any relationship can last that long. So we're thrilled to be with each other. Mary Carrillo is our backstage reporter. She's been with us almost the entire time. But we love it. We love our dogs just like everybody in the world does. And we want to share those dogs with everybody.
Well, the John you refer to is John O'Hurley of Seinfeld fame, and he mentioned this morning on my pet show that I do that of all the things he's done, everything from Dancing with the Stars to any game show, that Family Feud he was on for a long time, right? Anything he's done, including Seinfeld, he is most proud of his work with the dog show. So here's an impossible question. By the way, you can hear that interview if you'd like. You can go to WGNradio.com. It's right there. So here's a question that he answered, even though I didn't ask him, but he answered. So I'm going to ask you, 20 years, what's your highlight?
Well, the highlight of the 20 years, I think, has just been the consistency of the show and the competitors. And the people who come back every year for it. It's great fun, Steve. I've done dog shows on TV for 30 years. The first 10 years, everybody says, oh, David Fry, you do the dog show. We love you. The next 10 years, it's, oh, David Fry, you do the dog show. My mom loves you. And the next 10, you know it's coming. My grandma loves you. So to have that kind of lasting power is really pretty cool.
Yeah,
we're proud of it. We're happy to share it.
Yeah, I've seen great grandma stop you on the street and say, "Can I have your autograph, David Fry?" So,
that's
so
next.
Yes. So you can't tell me, of course. I was just kidding you about which dog is going to win specifically, but you do have some inside information here. Here's what I mean: that you can tell. You've talked to me about how you can tell the dogs that really want it, if you will, are going to appeal to the judges, as well as the dogs that conform to the written standard.
Well, as an old dog judge once told me, it's a dog show and you got to show. So So not only do you have to be a great specimen of your breed with everything in the right place and the right attitude and the right movement, you got to be putting on a show out there for everybody. And it's different for different breeds. Different breeds are supposed to be different ways in terms of their attitudes and how they perform. But as a judge, you have to know what's appropriate for that breed and which one is the best representative of the best.
And is that why the Terriers always do well? And our favorites, or at least America's favorite, the Labrador Retriever or the Golden Retriever, tend not to do well.
Well, it's funny. I always say that the Terriers were bred to look for trouble. You know, they're bred to find those rats and varmints out there and protect you. And so they're always on their toes looking for trouble, and I think that carries over into the ring. The Labs and the Goldens, we love them. They're great sporting dogs. They're great family dogs. They're great at everything. But they are so concerned about being with you and pleasing you that sometimes their attention isn't 100% on what's going on with the judge. And they just want to be out there having fun and doing whatever you're doing and hanging out together.
Well, one of the great things about having you as a guest is you have no idea who Paul Lisnick is, and that's good. Just trust me, that's a good thing. The other thing is that he is a man who cares about dogs in a way. Let me tell a quick story, and I literally have 40 seconds here. We were at a hotel. I was at the National Dog Show that year. A fire had begun earlier in the evening. Someone left the bar where you and I and others happen to be enjoying adult beverages, had gone to their room. You brought security to their room. You knew she wouldn't hear the fire alarm, and you saved her life, David Fry. I mean, seriously, that's what you do. David Fry, one of the greatest guys. You are one of the greatest guys I know. It's a true story. National Dog Show, presented by Purina. Thanksgiving Day, 12 noon in all time zones, no matter where you happen to be. Following the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade. Always, David, thank you so much.
Steve, thanks for having me on. It's always great to be with you.
Okay, go make some more noise.